Grant, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, first up, what do you think are the major issues this election, in this election when it comes to what voters care about?
Well, clearly the recovery from the COVID pandemic is a big issue. We're really lucky here in New Zealand that we've essentially eliminated community transmission of the virus, and our government has obviously got a lot of plaudits for that. We have a few COVID-19 active cases coming into the border, but they're quarantined. So, there's that. Then, of course, the next big issue is the economic recovery. And like everybody, we're in a lot of trouble economically. Businesses are laying off staff and so forth. It's not looking very happy. So there's a lot of grumpy people out there who have just, I mean, let's face it, you know, same story in Australia and New Zealand. We've been through a lot. You know, we've made a lot of sacrifices. We've had to obey some quite strict, restrictions on our lives. And now we've got this recession to deal with. So this is really tough for people. In a way, from the government's point of view, this election couldn't have come at a worse time because unemployment is shooting up and a lot of households are losing income. So those are, I guess, are the main issues.
Absolutely. I mean, to put it in a way that absolutely just isn't complex at all, these are crazy times that we're living in. So
absolutely, totally crazy.
So tell us a little bit about, I think a lot of people in Australia probably know about Jacinda Ardern. It's because she's kind of, I mean, in a way, a lot of things that we want in this country. But tell us a little bit about Jacinda Ardern in terms of her strengths and weaknesses in her campaign.
Sure. Well, I should probably say that I know Jacinda personally because she used to come and when she was a backbench MP or an opposition MP, she used to come and speak to my students.
Wow.
So I've met her quite a few times. I've heard her speak about her political career. And what you see on TV is what you get face to face in person. There's no fake. There's no, do you know what I mean? She is the genuine article.
Yeah.
So that warm, compassionate, highly intelligent person that you've seen in the media is the person you meet face to face. So yeah, she really is actually an extraordinary person. And having seen her perform in daily interviews, presses with the, you know, alongside the Director General of Health every day during the COVID lockdown, she was very, very impressive. So she's done an extremely good job. And of course, harking back as well over a year ago, her responses to the terrorist attack in Christchurch were, you know, really amazing, helped bring the country together in a shocking moment of, well, absolute tragedy, hard to describe. She's done an extraordinarily good job. However, not everybody in New Zealand likes that kind of approach. Obviously, there's always opposition, and there's a lot of grumpiness about the economic recession. And there's a lot of accusation against the Labour-led government for failing to deliver on some of its plans and some of its aspirations. So, although to Australians and to people elsewhere around the world, they probably look at New Zealand and think, oh, you guys are so lucky to have such a great leader. However, let me assure you, things are more complex inside New Zealand.
Oh, absolutely. It always goes a little bit deeper. And now looking at Judith Collins, what can you tell us about her strengths and weaknesses in this race?
Well, let's look at it from the point of view of a National Party supporter. They like her, I think, because she's tough. She's no nonsense. And so we have two women contending for Prime Minister this time round. It's not the first time in New Zealand that's happened. Helen Clark faced off against Jenny Shipley back in 1999 and won. It's two women contenders who will be the leading debaters for contending for Prime Minister. It'll be interesting. Judith is 61, so she's old enough to be Jacinda's mum. She's tough. She has a bit of a reputation. She's got herself involved in some scandals. She was a minister under the previous national government led by John Key. For a while there, she got herself into a bit of a scandal and was stood down as a minister while there was an investigation against her. And honestly, a lot of the dirt is simply stuck. If you want to read about...
Well, I mean, like, without being a bit of a gossip, what exactly was that scandal?
Well, there was a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, great.
You can read about it in a book by Nikki Hager called Dirty Politics, which came out in 2014.
Yeah.
But one of the basic problems in my eyes is that she was hacked, so to speak, her messages with a right-wing attack blogger called Cameron Slater were hacked. And she should simply not have been having a truck with such a fellow.
Mm.
And she even quoted Machiavelli in one of these messages. So it was that kind of dirty politics trying to ruin people's reputations, a couple of people in particular. She was accused of even trying to undermine the director of the Serious Fraud Office. Now, that was investigated and technically she was exonerated. But some of the stuff around that whole business has never really been denied or put to rest.
Mm.
So she claims that she's learned from some past mistakes. But that was not the only one of her mistakes. You know, there are other stories as well. So, however, she's always been very popular. So she's a little bit controversial, divisive perhaps, but very popular in the National Party support base.
Mm.
And from National Party supporters' point of view, she's the ideal antidote to Jacinda's kindness and empathy and warmth. Here we have someone who's tough, no nonsense, but also a woman. So do you know what I mean? So from it's a bit hard for a male opponent, you know, to attack a woman in political life. Not so hard when you're a woman old enough to be her mum.
Right, of course. And so how do you think the race will shape up in the weeks leading up to the elections?
Watch this space. Honestly, it's such crazy times. At the moment, over the last few weeks, the polls have been very positive for Labor, but there was a sort of sudden upswing for Labor during the lockdown and all the rest. That's not unusual. That could very well come down, and the gap between National and Labor, you would have to rationally expect, is going to narrow as we get close to the election. But look, the National Party have been in such disarray. They've been through two leadership changes in the last couple of months, I kid you not.
Yeah.
And they just had another MP resign yesterday with a terrible scandal about sending sexually inappropriate messages to a young woman.
It just goes
on. And so, anything can happen over the next few weeks. Keep an eye on New Zealand politics. You know, for many Australians I know, they sort of think, why on earth would New Zealanders dump Jacinda Ardern as Prime Minister? I would say we probably won't, just looking at it rationally. But look, anything can happen.
Absolutely. Well, Grant, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great to chat.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.